Well, it'd be nice if we'd get to hear the whole thing. I don't know if I've ever finished a sermon. Maybe a couple of times, but I just get on a roll sometimes and just don't get to all the way to the end. I look at the clock, and I know I shouldn't be in bondage to it, but when I was in Marcy, we had, especially on Sunday morning, we had buses outside waiting to take people home. And same at Binghamton, we had buses outside waiting to take children home. And we had children's church going on downstairs. And if I went overtime, it made it hard for the junior church workers. You know, they had to kind of fill in. they liked me to let out right at noon. And I looked at my sermon notes one Sunday morning, and I knew I was in trouble. And I had way too much for the time I had. And I made a comment. I said, if I had a pistol, I'd shoot that clock out. So, a lady went home from church that afternoon, and she wrote a poem. She said, the pistol-packing preacher is jumping all around. He's preaching up the sermon he's got written down. Time is moving right along, and still he preaches on. His main desire, as you can see, is to lay that sermon on. Without warning, before you know it, he reaches to his hip. His hand comes round, and as you can guess, a pistol's in his grip. With careful aim, as you can see, he hits the clock dead on. Now he can keep a preaching on and on and on. So, if you see a pistol, you know we're going to be here a long time tonight. I want to preach to you tonight about our kingdom assignment. And you'll notice I didn't turn to my Bible. I turned to our hymn book. I love the hymns you chose tonight, Pastor. These are good. 495 is I Surrender All. And verse 4 says, all to Jesus I surrender. Lord, I give myself to Thee. Fill me with Thy love and power. You know, if God fills us with His love, what do you think that means? Good, you're thinking. I see the smoke rolling off the back of your collars. Fill me with your love. Well, if God fills us with His love, it means we're going to love somebody. Do you love people? You know, I worry sometimes a little bit about, I love holiness doctrine, but I don't think we really understand it sometimes. We think holiness means clean. That's all, just clean. Well, it does mean clean, but that's not all it means. Holiness will help you do something, too. Little amen here now and then? Yeah, thank you. I needed that. Holiness will make you active. Amen? I haven't started preaching yet, but that's good preaching. Okay? Fill me with Thy love and power. Let Thy blessing fall on me. You see, if the blessing of God comes on us, it does make us happy. It does make us feel good, but that's not its purpose. That's just a byproduct. It makes us effective in our kingdom assignment. The power of God will make you effective in your kingdom assignment. And I believe, with all of my heart, we don't all know what it is, but I believe everybody has a kingdom assignment. And it isn't just to get to heaven. Okay, I'm planning on going to heaven, but I think I've got something to do while I'm on my way. Okay, and then, of course, 4:11, seeking the lost. What a song. Seeking the lost, yes, kindly entreating. Have you entreated anybody, any lost person? Have you talked to a pre-Christian recently and talked to them about the Lord or tried to build a relationship with them? Wanderers on the mountain astray. Now, I don't know much about this mountain geographically. I did find this place. The first time I came 6 years ago, I wasn't sure I was ever going to find it. But I did finally find it. And I don't know how many people live on this mountain, but I'll guarantee there's some wanderers that need to be brought into the fold. And if there aren't any wanderers on this mountain, then get off the mountain and find somewhere they are, you know. Lost people go to hell, you know that? and people that go to hell burn there forever. Do we still believe that? That ought to motivate us to do something to help lost people. Wow. Come unto me, his message repeating, words of the Master speaking today, seeking the lost and pointing to Jesus, souls that are weak and hearts that are sore. See, there's hurting people out there, folks. By the way, I'll tell you what our assignment is, the basis of our assignment, and then we're going to get down to some details, but it's finding a hurt and healing it, finding a need and filling it. Find a need and fill it, find a hurt and heal it. And that's our job. That isn't just Brother Ziegler's job. That's our job, all of us. Wow. Leading them forth in ways of salvation, showing the path of life to life evermore. Thus, I would go on this mission of mercy. You know, don't you love that scripture? Let us therefore come boldly under the throne of grace, that we might obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. I love that verse, don't you? But I'll tell you what, if I'm going to receive grace and mercy, then I need to give a little too. Okay? I'm amazed that people can kind of gobble up grace and mercy. I mean, they really receive it, and wonderfully so. It's wonderful. But I don't understand how they can receive so much grace and mercy and then not be very good at giving it. Tell you what, if God could forgive you for what you've done, I think you ought to be able to forgive people for what they've done to you. Well, I just want to mention those songs because they just really, really spoke to my heart tonight. Now, tonight, this is, when I got the call to hold this meeting, I was told that this was a youth revival. So I'm not going to apologize for my preaching tonight. But I am speaking to young people. However, I would plead with you, if you don't think you're a young person, would you really try to listen in tonight anyway? Okay. Because I think this applies to everybody. All right? That's just a little feeling that I have. Okay? Have you ever heard the phrase, queen for a day? Anybody ever hear that? Yeah, several of you have. Well, we practiced that when my kids were home. And I have three daughters and one son. And I would periodically, I'd say to one of my girls, I'd say, you're going to be queen for a day. And I would take them out to their favorite restaurant. I might take them and buy them a pair of shoes or buy them a dress. And, I mean, we really had a good time. They were queen for a day. And I'd buy them a milkshake, one milkshake and two straws, you know. And I'd always get more than they did because I got a bigger sucker than they did, you know. But we would have a lot of fun, and they'd be queen for a day. And maybe you've heard I've seen this happen. In fact, it happened in our town, where they took a young person and made him principal of the school for a day. Principal for a day. And in one place, they had a kid come into the town hall and made him mayor for a day. And I heard about one kid that was actually governor for a day. Wow. And that's awesome. Well, I tell you what, Rowan Fay is going to be your coach for a day, okay? This is Coach Rowan here tonight, okay? Y'all take a good look. This is Coach Rowan. You can call me Rowan. It's okay. My name's Rowan. Why can't you call me Rowan, okay? This is Coach Rowan. You can call me Coach Fay if you want. I don't care. I've been called coach quite a bit. I was a coach at youth camp for many years, and some of the kids that were on my team when I was a coach, which was, of course, you know, a long time ago, they still call me coach. I've got pastors now that, when they call me, they say, hey, coach, just wanted to give you a call. You know, so I'm your coach tonight. Now, what does a coach do? A coach helps the team go to the next level. So I'm going to try to do that with my team tonight. You're my team, and I'm going to take you to the next level. You know, it's a wonderful thought, I think it is anyway. Of course, I guess everybody that thinks their own thoughts think their thoughts is wonderful. But if we could improve 1% a week for the next 90 days, we will have improved 13%. If we improve 1% a week for a whole year, we've improved 52%. I like that idea. I like growth. I like learning. I like getting better at whatever I do. I like this statement. A famous golfer made it, so I can't take credit for it. He said, "Find what you do well and perfect it." Think about that. Find what you do well and perfect it. Now, I don't know what it is that you do well. I know some of you sing well. Some of you play instruments well. And some of you get to church on time well. Keep smiling. It's okay. Whatever you do well, perfect it. And so tonight, I'm not throwing mud on you or throwing you under the bus. I'm just saying, let's take it to the next level. Whatever we do, and I'm not even sure that I have the authority or the right or the qualifications to tell you exactly what you need to do. In fact, that isn't what I'm going to do. I'm not going to tell you what to do. God will do that. But what I want us to do tonight is I want us to think about whatever we need to do better. I want you to think about going to the next level. And I'm going to make a statement, and I hope I'm not out of order. I don't want to embarrass the pastor here tonight. But you know, Brother Ziegler, the truth is, you need to grow. Because if you don't grow, they don't grow. That's just the way leadership is. I'm not picking on you. You still love me? Okay. You need to grow. Because if you don't grow, the church won't grow. But that's true with all of us. We all should be on a growth trip. Amen? I mean, it isn't. Salvation is more than a ticket to heaven. It's a life. It's a life of commitment and dedication that helps us to become more and more and more effective in what I'm going to call tonight our kingdom assignment. And so I'm going to be a little bit bold here tonight, but I'm not going to be mean. We're going to have a good time here, but I am going to be a little bit bold, and I'm going to ask you to do something. I'm not going to embarrass you, I don't think, but I'm not going to name anybody, but I'm going to ask for volunteers tonight. Now, you don't have to volunteer. If you don't volunteer, I'm going to pick on you, but I'm going to ask for volunteers. Now, before I ask you to volunteer, you want to know what's involved, right? So I'm going to tell you what the qualifications are in this volunteer process. Here are the conditions. All right. In fact, I'm going to break it up, but I'm going to start with this. The first qualification is I'm going to ask you to set aside $100 above and beyond your tithe. This cannot be tithe money. It's above and beyond your tithe. I'm going to ask you to, and this is a 90-day thing we're doing. We're going to do. You have to report on December 6th. But I'll get to that later. But I'm going to ask you to set aside $100. Okay. Now I don't want you to think this is an auction tonight, but I know there's probably some young people here that probably couldn't come up with $100. So I will let you know ahead of time. I'm going to let you taper that a little bit to get in on it. Okay, to get in on the bid, all right? But I'm going to start with $100, all right? Secondly, I want you to recognize this money is not yours at all. It's God's. And you are the steward of that money. Number three, you are to invest that money somehow to advance the kingdom of God. Number four, you are to keep a journal for 90 days. And you're to, included in number four, is you're to pray every day, "Lord, show me my kingdom assignment and help me to do it." It may be something you can do in one day. It may be something, it may be a project that will take the whole 90 days. That's between you and God, how you identify it. I mean, there's a thousand ways to give a hug. So, I want you to just let the Lord lead you and show you how you're going to apply your kingdom assignment. And I want you to keep a journal. And if you make an investment of any amount of money, I want you to write it in the journal. If you invest in someone, for example, you may buy a homeless person a meal. You may buy someone a pair of shoes that needs it. You may help someone get their car fixed that couldn't afford it. These are just to get your thoughts going. But there's, like I said, 1,000 ways, 10,000 ways. I mean, there's just unlimited ways. But the point is this, where to find a hurt and heal it and find a need and fill it. And what you can also do is you can get somebody to help you. Let me give you an example. The other day, a very dear friend of mine had some major car problems, and I won't tell you the whole story. It was quite an amazing story. I found this guy on the interstate, and unbelievably, an old friend of mine, and I met him at a rest area, and he was having problems with his car. Well, anyway, to make a long story short, the repair on his car was, $1,026. And so my wife and I had already decided together that we were going to do a kingdom assignment, the same thing that I'm sharing with you tonight. And so I gave $100 toward the repair. I didn't pay the whole thing. I gave $100 toward the repair. I called a friend of mine. I'll even tell you who it was. He'll probably shoot me for telling you. I called Paul Pierpoint. You know Paul. I called Paul and I said, Paul, I gave $100 toward the repair on this man's car. Would you be willing? And he was out in Kansas somewhere. I said, would you be willing to send him $100? He said, I'll do it first thing in the morning. And so he sent him $100. I called a friend of mine in New York, and I told him what I was doing. And I said, I'm wondering if you would be willing to send $100 to help this family out a little bit. And I won't go through the whole rest of the story, but last I knew, that $100 had turned into $950. That's in my journal. See, I'm keeping a journal. That's exciting, folks. And there's a principle here, and I want you to get it. And I hope you never forget it. When you do your kingdom assignment, it has a multiplying effect. You might call it a ripple effect. When you're a blessing to someone, they may in turn be a blessing to somebody else. And it's interesting, and this little incident I just told you about, there's several of us that have gone together. The family that was involved, they got a huge blessing. I mean, this guy can't get over it. In fact, he came to see me. He drove many miles, come to see me in my last meeting, and took me out and bought me a steak dinner. Well, that turned out to be a pretty good deal. I wasn't looking for a return that way. But the beautiful part of it is, he got a blessing. Every one of us that invested in this kingdom assignment, we all got a blessing. You see how that works? I mean, everybody felt so good about it. The guy I called in New York, he called me back. And he said, Rowan, I got this tremendous blessing out of that. Boy, he said, that felt good. It's kind of like my son had a birthday, and we put a $20 bill in his birthday card and gave it to him. And he was at an airport, and he said, to himself, he said, I'd really like to do something worthwhile with this $20 bill. And so, maybe I told you this the other night, I can't remember. Did I tell you this? No? Okay. He walked up to a soldier in uniform, and he said, I really appreciate what you do for our country. And he handed him the $20 bill, and he said, supper's on me tonight. And Scott called me on the phone. He said, Dad, I got way more than $20 worth of joy out of that. Everybody okay? And I'm sure you could tell stories. I could tell many, many more. But that's the way this works. Now, item number 5 in this list of conditions, on December 6th, and I've already cleared this with the pastor, on December 6th, on Sunday night, we're asking you to report as to what, to bring your journal and report as to what happened over the next 90 days, or it'll be then the past 90 days. How God blessed you, how God met a need, and maybe even how it multiplied. In fact, you know what you might do? In fact, this happened to my wife and I. A lady called me on the phone. I presented this at the Summerfield, Florida church, and the people really caught on to it. I mean, they're really excited about this kingdom assignment thing. And I had people come forward as a commitment. Some of the people didn't come forward. First of all, I think the whole idea was a little bit of a shock to them. But some of them didn't come forward. But even the ones that didn't come forward called and said, "We want to contribute to your kingdom assignment." And so my wife is taking on an assignment. We have a girl that came from Papua New Guinea as a student to Hope Sound Bible College, and she doesn't have any money, doesn't have anything. And so my wife, that's one of her kingdom assignments. And so there's two or three other ladies that have joined Judy and donated some money. And so Judy bought her some clothes and bought her a clock and things she needed in her room. By the way, this stuff is fun. Okay? And it's even more fun when a group of people do it. So now instead of just Judy helping this girl from Papua New Guinea, there's several ladies that have kind of taken this on as a project, as their kingdom assignment, along with Judy. So you see the ripple effect? Pretty exciting. So 90 days, roughly 90 days, December 6th, I'm asking you to report. Now, I'm finally going to get to our scripture. Okay? Where this all came from was Matthew chapter 6. I'm sorry, Matthew chapter 25. I don't know where I come up with chapter 6. I may read some of chapter 6 later, but in Matthew chapter 25, verse 14, it says, "For the kingdom," I love that word, kingdom, and remember this is your kingdom assignment. "For the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling into a far country who called his own servants and delivered unto them his goods. And unto one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1. To every man according to his several ability. And straightway he took his journey. Then he that had received the 5 talents went and traded with the same, and made them other 5 talents. Likewise he that had 2 also gained other 2. Uh-oh, verse 18, here's trouble. But he that received 1 went and digged in the earth and hid his Lord's money." Ooh. Bad deal. "After a long time, the Lord of those servants cometh and reckoneth with them. And so he that had received 5 talents came and brought other 5 talents, saying, Lord, thou deliverest unto me 5 talents. Behold, I have gained beside them 5 talents more. His Lord said unto him, Well done, thou good and faithful servant." By the way, I want to hear that from the Lord when I stand before him. "Well done, thou good and faithful servant." Boy, that's what I want to hear. Wow. "Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord." He also that had received 2 talents came and said, "Lord, thou deliverest unto me 2 talents. Behold, I have gained 2 other talents beside them." His Lord said unto him, "Well done, good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord." Then he which had received the 1 talent came and said, "Lord, I knew thee that thou art a hard man, reaping where thou hast not sown and gathering where thou hast not strawed, and I was afraid." You might want to underline that phrase. I was afraid. Fear can cripple you. But let me tell you something. Everybody has a little. Courage is not the absence of fear. Courage is the willingness to act when fear is there. You see the difference? Don't get the idea that you're never going to be afraid. Now, I've knocked on doors until my hand looks like a foot. But I tell you what, and many people who know what that I've done that, and I've knocked on thousands of doors of homes, calling and filling buses and all that. But you know what people often, they think Brother Faye just can't wait to go calling. Do you know what? I'm going to be really honest with you. When I go knocking on doors, I'm embarrassed to tell you, I have prayed, Lord, I hope nobody's home. Now, that's not a nice prayer to pray. And that's not very smart. And if I knock on the door and nobody comes, I want to be honest with the whole thing. Once I get started after that first house and the first people I talk to, I'm on a roll then. You know, once I break the ice, oh boy, then it's easier once I get going. And I've been doing it for years, but I still have fear. But I have found the way to conquer fear is to do the thing you're afraid of. I was afraid. And it went, and I hid thy talent in the earth. Lo, there thou hast that is thine. His Lord answered and said unto him, thou wicked and slothful servant, thou knewest that I reap where I sowed not, and gather where I have not strawed. You oughtest therefore to have put my money to the exchangers, and then at my coming I should have received mine own with usury. Take therefore the talent from him. You see, we don't use, and we lose. You don't use it, you're going to lose it. Therefore, take the talent from him and give it unto him which hath 10 talents. For everyone that hath shall be given, and he shall have abundance. But from him that hath not shall be taken away even that which he hath. And cast ye the unprofitable servant into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Folks, I really believe this is more serious than we think it is. I think it's extremely serious. Wow. Now, there's some principles, and these are kind of just little bullets. This is not a sermon. A homiletician would shoot me tonight because this is not what you call a sermon. But it's a challenge. It's a talk that I think can make a difference. And bullet number one is this. Everything that you have belongs to God. I mean, you know, there's some basic principles that are just, they're totally non-changeable. They're non-negotiable, and that's one of them. Everything that I have belongs to God. I'm only a steward. And we don't make spiritual progress, and we certainly can't be a blessing if we have the ownership mentality where I own what I have. What I have is mine, you know. No, everything you have belongs to God. Now, if you don't get that, you probably will never fulfill your kingdom assignment. You'll be too selfish, too self-centered, too worried about what is yours, and you'll be clingy, and you'll want to hang on to everything you have. But if you realize that it belongs to God, anyway, I mean, it's not really hard for me to give away something that belongs to somebody else. Some of you didn't even get that, but that's okay. All right? So it's up to us to invest our resources in the kingdom and watch the master bless it. And I told you what happened to the $100. It turned into $950. And in fact, it may even be more than that. I mean, you know, I haven't kept track. I haven't called the guy. I'm not asking him to keep, you know. He doesn't have to. He's not accountable to me. So it may have even gone over that. I don't know. But I really do believe that when we sow seed, it'll take root. And Isaiah said it will blossom and bud and fill the face of the earth with fruit. What a tremendous statement that is in Scripture. And I believe that we can see that actually happening. Wow. So, our goal is to make each investment multiply for God's kingdom. Now, it's imperative that you pray that God will show you what your assignment is. And it may not have anything to do with money. I'm using money as an example, but it may be a service God wants you to perform. God may want you to help somebody. God may want you to do something for a neighbor or a friend or an acquaintance or even a stranger. But your motive has to be right. You know, I stopped and there was a guy who ran out of gas on Bridge Road, and he was about 6 miles from the gas station. He was down near Interstate 95, and so I pulled over, and I said, can I help you? He said, yeah, I ran out of gas. And I said, well, get in the car, and I'll take you to the gas station. And we got him some gas and brought it back, and we put it in his car. And as I'm getting back in my car, he put something in my hand. I said, no, you don't need to do that. I'm happy to help you. No, he said, I want you to have that. So he got in his car, and I got in my car, and I did the same thing you would have done. I opened my hand. I wanted to see what it was, you know. And I opened my hand. It was a $50 bill. That was a pretty good return. A couple days later, I saw a guy that ran out of gas on that same road. Boy, I turned around, and man, I went up, and I said, can I help you? And he said, yeah, boy, I really appreciate it. And I took him to the gas station, and I got him some gas, and he didn't give me a nickel. I don't think my motive was good the second time. You know, the first time, you know, my motive was clear. I wasn't even thinking of a return. I'll be honest with you, the second time, I think, boy, that worked pretty good last time. You know, but our motive has got to be right. We don't do it to get. We do it because it's a privilege to serve, it's a privilege to give, and it's a wonderful thing to be able. And the Bible said it is more blessed to give than to receive. And it really is. It really is. Try it. You might like it. Let's see. What's the next one here? Let me skip over some of this. 1 Corinthians 4:2 says, it is required of a steward, and that's what we are, that we be faithful. Let's be faithful in our stewardship. Think and pray about your kingdom assignment. Ask God to show you what it is. Be patient, but be persistent. And so I'm keeping track. Now, I don't know if I'm going to tell. I'm going to report back to the church in Summerfield. Judy and I are both going to report back as to what happened in our kingdom assignment. Whether I'll tell everything that's happened or not, I don't know. I do want to encourage the people, though, that I have engaged in this endeavor. And so I may, but I'm keeping track every day. When God helps me to help somebody or be a blessing or I receive a blessing, I'm putting it in my journal. And it's my journal is getting quite interesting. There's a number of things that have happened. I started this for ourselves. We started it, five weeks ago we started this. I tell you what, my journal is getting very interesting. So is my wife's. I was on the phone with her yesterday, well, today too, but yesterday she was telling me about some new entrants, new things she put in her journal. And, I mean, just, it's just, oh, I can't tell you how exciting it is. It really, really is. Now, kingdom assignments are usually a little bit big so we can grow into them. My mother used to buy clothes for me like that. You know, she'd buy them just a little big. I did not like that, but she had a reason for it. She wanted me to grow into them. And I told her, Mom, why don't you buy me some clothes that fit me? But kingdom assignments usually are a little bit big to make us stretch so that we can grow into them. Wow. Kingdom assignment starts right now. Starts right now. I want you to begin to think what you might do to help somebody. I would like to say, especially somebody that's not in the church. Now, if somebody in the church needs help, then that can be one of your kingdom assignments. Yeah, do that. You're not supposed to ignore those right now. In our own circle, okay? But what I don't want you to do is to just make it only within our circle. We've been doing that for way too long. Amen. It needs to be somebody outside of our little huddle, okay? I like the holy huddle too, but we need to get outside of the holy huddle. Okay? And touch somebody that's a pre-Christian. Wow. We are kingdom participants acting on behalf of the king. So let's do that. Wow. A little investment mixed with faith, love, and obedience can go a long way. Okay? So, here's your prayer. You might want to write it down. Lord, I'm ready. Show me my assignment. Lord, I'm ready. Show me my assignment. Wow. Matthew 4:17. From that time, that's the time that's referring to is when Jesus was in the wilderness and tempted in the wilderness. From that time, Jesus began to preach and to say, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. I didn't understand that for so long. I mean, I didn't disagree with it, but the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And, you know, does that mean everybody was in the next few hours or days was going to go to heaven? No. The kingdom is now. Now, there is heaven by and by, but God is talking about the kingdom now. The kingdom of heaven is now. And we're to have a kingdom assignment now. And if we have a kingdom assignment now and we do it, when we do get to heaven, we're going to have a whole lot bigger one. But we've got to be faithful in the few things if we're going to become ruler over many. Wow. Then the one I preached the other night, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Those are the people that see the gap between where they are and where they need to be. Now, the gap, however, never changes because the gap is always there, but he wants to fill it with himself. You know, you don't go up to here. If you go up, the gap goes up because he always wants you to be God-dependent. Always. The gap, we need to understand the principle of the gap. The gap is not a result of the fall. The gap is a result of creation. God created you to need him. You don't need God just because man fell. We need God because God created us. We seem to blame everything on the fall. Well, wait a minute. God created man originally in the first place before the fall to worship him, to love him, and to serve him, and to have a relationship with him. God created man with a gap. And that gap can only be filled by God. And I'm challenging you tonight to accept the kingdom assignment that's bigger than you. And then watch God fill the gap. Oh, my. Oh, my. I got to hurry. I like Revelation 22:12. It says, and behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me to give every man according as his work shall be. You know, I've heard people, and rightly so, saying we're not saved by works. And that's true, we're not. However, we're saved to work. We're saved to serve. We're not saved to go to heaven. Now, those that are saved are going to go to heaven. But, you know, if we're not careful, our thinking is, altar heaven. You know? That's all. Altar heaven. Whoa, 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 wait a minute. I got news for you. You got a job to do. There's altar, and then there's work, and then there's heaven. And the good news is, we're going to be rewarded for our work. We're not going to be rewarded because we're clean and green. We're going to be rewarded because we've done something. We're going to be rewarded for our work. I just read it to you in Revelation. You know, I had a lady in my church who was bashful. Sweet lady. Really loved the Lord. She was so bashful that rarely would she testify. It just terrified her to stand up in public. Every once in a while she would. And she would have to give her testimony she'd have to give it all in one breath, or she would have passed out. So she would take a deep breath, give her testimony, and sit down. That's how bashful she was. Okay? But she caught the concept of kingdom assignment. And every Sunday morning, when she came to church, she came over to the parsonage first. She went in the door, and she set a cake on our table. And then I would take that cake to some family in the city. And I delivered hundreds of cakes all over that city. In some places, I wasn't known as the pastor. I was known as the cake man. But that sweet lady was doing her kingdom assignment. And I would take that cake to a family where there was trouble or a death in the family or someone was sick. There was a need. And I would take that cake. And what a blessing that was. Amen. Now, there's a lesson that I need to share with you, and I've got to somehow figure out a way to bring this to a close. But this next lesson is very, very important. When you do something for somebody and it doesn't work out real good, don't learn the wrong lesson. Because sometimes you don't get the results you thought you would. One of the biggest challenges, boy, and I really want the young people to hear me when I teach this. This is such an important law. One of the biggest challenges you're going to have in life is the challenge of making sure you don't learn the wrong lesson. You've heard it said that experience is the best teacher. Don't you believe it? The Bible's the best teacher. Because sometimes we learn the wrong lesson from our experience. Now, experience can be a good teacher, but it may not be a good teacher. Sometimes when you help somebody, it doesn't turn out too good. We had a family in our church that was very poor. Their car burned up. They had no insurance. Our church bought them a car. It was fun. Sunday morning, we went and got them, brought them to church. And then after service, we went outside the whole church and handed them the keys, made a circuit around the car, had prayer. We rejoiced. It was beautiful. And a beautiful car, by the way. A few weeks later, they left the church. My treasurer came up to me with his newfound wisdom. And he said, "Brother Fay, we learned a great lesson, didn't we?" I said, "Bob, what did we learn?" "Well," he said, "we'll never do that again." I said, "Bob, you just learned the wrong lesson." I said, "Bob, if somebody in our church needs a car next week, we're going to buy it for them." I said, "What they did, that's their problem. That's not ours. We did the right thing." Hello? We want everything to produce what we want it to produce. It doesn't always do that. They put Jesus on a cross. And all he did was heal people and help them and serve them and love them, teach them. But they put him on a cross. And the disciples had a hard time with that. And you would have too. I mean, that was hard to get a hold of. After all the wonderful things that Jesus did. And then they crucify him. But look at the eternal results. You and I are saved today because of Christ going to the cross. Amen? God knows what he's doing. Don't learn the wrong lesson. I love the story of the prodigal son. I love it because the father cared so much for the prodigal son that he welcomed him home. And I don't know if you like to party, but you probably won't enjoy heaven much. We're going to have a big one up there. Anyway, he threw a party for the son. I love that. I party hardy. I like to party. But the older brother wouldn't go to the party. And now let's be honest. What the kid did was stupid. He went out and wasted his money on wine, women, and song. That was really dumb. aggravating. I mean, right down aggravating. And the older brother said, hey, Dad, what's going on? I do everything you tell me. I serve you faithfully. I do the chores. I clean the barn. I bale the hay. I do all this work around here. You never threw a party for me. He said, son, my boy was lost, but he's found. Come on in to the party. Let's celebrate. You see, the older brother wouldn't let his burns heal. If you get burned by somebody, and we all do, it happens. Please let your burns heal. If somebody walks in this church that has criticized this church, made fun of this church, been unkind, said unkind things, how would you treat them? If they walked in here tonight, you want me to tell you how you're supposed to treat them? You're supposed to treat them with kindness. You're supposed to love them and forgive them. And Jesus said, if you won't forgive them, neither will I. In other words, if you don't forgive them, I won't forgive you, is what he said at the close of the Lord's Prayer. That's a wonderful prayer. We all quote it. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. And at the close of the prayer, Jesus adds a little addendum. And he says, for if you won't forgive men their trespasses, neither will your heavenly Father forgive you yours. Pretty strong. Okay? So when you're doing your kingdom assignment, if you do get burnt, don't learn the wrong lesson. If it doesn't work out the way you think it should, ask God for another assignment. But don't give up. Keep doing your kingdom assignment. Oh, man, let me give you a couple more verse. Maybe one more verse. I got to find a. I'm looking for a place that says stop, but I can't find any. 2 Corinthians 9:6. But this I say, he which soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly, and he which soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully. Ooh. 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 You know, if you want a big blessing, be a big blessing. Amen. If you really want to be happy, find a hurt and heal it. Find a need and fill it. I'm going to ask you now. I'm going to start with $100. Okay? Who will stand? You don't have to come up front. Who will stand and you'll commit $100 for the next 90 days that can be used for the advancement of God's kingdom? Who will stand? I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 13, 14. By the way, husbands and wives can share in this. I mean, you know. But you can make it 200 or you can make it 50 between the two. That's up to you. Anyone else? I'm not. Okay. Who will set aside $50 for your kingdom assignment? Will you stand, please? $50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Yes. Hey, you need to be writing this down, God. So 8, 9. Okay, you may all sit down. Who will commit $25 for the next 90 days? $25, would you stand? Okay, good. 1. Okay. All right, young people, how about 10? $10, young people, children, commit $10 to your next. I'm not going any lower. This is the bottom. But this is exciting, Pastor. This is really exciting. I'm going to call you Sunday night, December 6th, and find out what the results of the kingdom assignment is. Folks, I'm sorry I was a little bit lengthy here tonight, but I really think there's something here. You know, if we're not careful, we can get so wrapped up in our comfort zone and miss the purpose of our existence. I don't want to live and die and miss the purpose of my existence. I believe God has me doing what I do because He's given me an assignment. And I want to live that assignment. And I want to do it every day. And I'm asking God to help me in communicating this concept across the country. And it's starting to catch hold. And I am absolutely excited about what can happen right here in this church if we will all take our kingdom assignment seriously. And here's something beautiful. The young people and the children that are here, this can be a lifetime lesson for them to help them to see the ripple effect, like the little boy who gave his lunch to Jesus. Do you see it? That was his kingdom assignment that day. It wasn't a $100 bill. It was just a couple of fish and a couple of loaves of bread. That's all he had. But he gave it to Jesus. He didn't possess it. He was a steward. It belonged to Jesus. And 5,000 men, besides women and children, got fed. You see the multiplying effect? One more thing and I'll let you go. If you put this into practice, one of the things you need to start thinking about is how to make this church building bigger. I'm serious. You're already full. When a church is 80% full, it needs to be making plans for something bigger. Because you hit the lid. And I love you people. And maybe you want me to go home tonight after this is over. I don't know. I love you very much. But you've hit the lid. Yeah, you really have. You've hit it. I don't mean, you know, someday you're going to hit it. You've already hit it. You need to be making plans to knock these walls out or, you know, whatever. Okay, everybody okay? You still love me? I love you. Let's stand. Oh God, help me, Lord, to fulfill my kingdom assignment. Lord, I believe you've got something you want me to do, and I want to participate in that every day of my life. Help me to make a blessing. Help me to do something that is a blessing to somebody every day. And Lord, help me to find a need and fill it. Help me to find a hurt and heal it. Help me to make a difference in people's lives. Lord, bless these people as they accept their kingdom assignment, as they find out what it is and then do it. May God honor and bless and cause there to be a multiplying effect. And may the kingdom of our Lord Jesus prosper because of it. And we'll thank you and praise you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Shake hands with at least 30 people before you leave.